IVM.
All right, Left Arm Not So Orthodox is a show which tackles all things cricket. Well, we try to, but it's all bull most of the time. But we talk about the World Cup in this season because India is bringing the World Cup home. Even if we lose, we can still steal it. Lanso. And this is the weather conditions prevailing in England, where Akash
I will get you a tissue, Akash, who's
just come back. In fact, he was at the Oval on the 9th watching the Aussie game.
Yeah.
And he's just flown back in time for Lanso, because Lanso is the beat of India for him.
Absolutely.
And he will not miss this.
Yeah,
even though
yeah.
we have the technology to record it there, and so we could have
Cyrus while we do Lanso. That's the actual
there you
joy
go. I'm the talisman of the team, my brother. I'm the talisman of the team. As you blow your nose and spit your phlegm all over the place, let me tell you, that's sort of what we did with Australia.
Oh,
that's
yes.
exactly how it panned out. As the Prime Minister would have said in a big voice, Dosto, Mitro, 353. How much was it finally?
352.
Okay, let's start at the top. Let's look at that game first. India, Australia, yeah. India, England, probably the two magnum opici games
Absolutely.
Of this tournament.
Our only non-political cricket rivalry is India-Australia, I feel, though.
Well, that's because Australia can't keep a government for more than 6 months. It's not really our fault. We're ready to go to war. Quickly, Akash, your thoughts on the game. Would you say we won from start to finish? Is that a fair comment?
Absolutely. I think the first
10
overs...
Bit like the BJP? say the right thing, bye. Bye-bye.
First 10 overs, I was a little like iffy. Because the thing is, you know, when you have Rohit as an opening batsman, it's always a big investment. Because you're hoping that he'll start converting after that. But, you know, until he gets to that point, he's kind of useless.
Listen, I'm a big Rohit fan. And I think that 122, we'll go back to that match for a second since you brought it up. A lot of people in the gym in the morning would say, but it's so slowly. Should have finished the game in 35 overs.
It's fine only.
I said he batted perfectly.
Yeah.
That's how you bat. You know, there's a good bowling attack led by Rabada. And 200 odd was like 300 on another wicket
yes,
with another
yes.
attack. So I think it was a fine innings.
It was completely fine. I think, you know, I mean, just as a strategy point, right? Like,
yeah.
I think when you look at India's lineup with batting, you know, you have Shikhar and Rohit coming up. Shikhar is quick to this thing. Rohit takes a while, and it's fine. That's okay. Our strategy. It's a good
thing. I accept what you're saying, but I just want to quickly point out he has an average of 61 against Australia.
I'm agree.
This is, and I'm not saying what you're saying, but looking at all the commentators I heard, both in English and Hindi, because I like to alternate between all these guys, and they all want to talk about how he's susceptible to the incoming ball. And I think he's 61. Everyone's susceptible to the incoming ball. But, you know, you just pick on somebody for some reason. 61!
Yeah.
And of course, it didn't count yesterday because there were others too who put up their hand. But I'm saying, end of the day, this guy in white ball cricket is a fantastic legend.
Yes,
fastest to 2,000 runs against Australia. Fastest to so many things. And three double centuries.
Yeah.
I have not made 200, even Manarok versus Skylark, our building society games. My highest score was 67. And all the others in the Manarok were women over the age of 50. Still, I just want to point out. So a lot of love and respect. But back to the match. Oval, lovely setting. Supposed to be a fast wicket, not so fast as it turned out.
Yeah.
Mitchell Stark, Pat Cummins didn't deliver?
Yeah, I don't even know. I think, did we out-bat them? Did they have a bad day? I think we out-batted
them. I was worried
about
those 10 overs.
Yeah.
We mentioned off-camera, offline. And the 10 overs, nothing really happened.
Yeah, I think we knew this. We knew this coming into the game. I think they were aware that, okay, we need. And if you look at that game, you know, it's not like watching England. England is really constantly going for those bigger shots.
Yeah.
We were running singles and doubles and singles. Kitna bhaga ye log pura match.
I think once Kohli came in, I mean, it's like a cardio section.
Yeah, yeah. And like, whoever's
on the other
like
end
a Zumba
like,
instructor.
Zumba instructor. keep going. Right cheek, left cheek. Yeah.
And he makes everybody run. I love it. Because he'll make the non-striker run. He'll make the fielder run.
Which also points out the science and philosophy of 50 overs.
Yeah.
There's space for everything.
Yes.
It's almost like you can showcase all kind of talent with your bat. Not just the power hitting, which the T20 demands,
Absolutely.
But much more than that.
Absolutely.
I mean, we seem to have, let's not panvati it by saying we seem to have, but it's looking decently good, is what I'll say right now.
It's looking quite nice.
In the sense of variety, both in batting and bowling. Quick word, two moments in the game that I thought were crucial. One is a guy named after a dish in India, curry. Prawn curry, my favorite.
Uh-huh.
Dropping that first ball for Hardik Pandya, who then goes on to score, you know, at 28. Yeah. So that was one moment. Would have pulled us back a bit, I think.
Yeah.
And the second moment, I think, is the Aaron Finch run out. Because I think that guy is a big match player.
Yeah.
They've not thought about Aaron Finch. He's come in with good form from the Gulf, etc. And if he sets out to get 100, he can get 150.
Definitely.
And they would have had a better shout.
Yeah, I think that was the one thing that I was worried about with Australia in the beginning of the tournament and before also. Because Aaron's his form was just
unbelievable.
Abysmal.
So. Oh, it went from abysmal to unbelievable.
Yeah, and suddenly he got really good. And then I was like, oh, okay. So now they
timing
have Finch,
perfect,
Warner.
Yeah.
Warner and Smith, and it's going to be a hell of
Khwaja
a...
also was in good form.
In great form. And now you see that, I mean, Warner was struggling yesterday.
But Warner, actually both the games, this one and the last one, not... what is it with batsmen? The timing suddenly just goes?
I don't understand.
It's almost like
they
woke up, bad bed.
You know, Steve Smith, that happened in the middle of the match, you know?
But Steve Smith is a kind of batsman who sort of goes up and down. You know, he's that kind of batsman. But Warner is all about, you know, first ball, he square cuts, four runs.
Yeah.
And you sort of know when it's his day, but it looks like Aussie's in a bit of trouble in terms of momentum.
Absolutely. But I feel like, again, you know, they have the next few matches will be chiller. They'll be fine, I think.
So you're still clinging to India, Australia, England and for semis? West Indies?
You know, I really want
New Zealand,
West Indies.
The dark horse?
No, West Indies.
New Zealand's grown on us quietly, you know. It's like all those plants in your backyard. You don't pay attention. Next thing is a relative, you know, boom.
Yeah, man. I really wanted, like, I mean, when watching Bangladesh play against South Africa, no, they beat South Africa.
That was the first game, yeah.
That was, watching that match, I was like, okay, maybe these guys are looking to do more than upsets this year. But again, I feel like, you know, Bangladesh and West Indies are in that same spot
No. Bangladesh batted well, made 330. There's always pressure, scoreboard pressure. West Indies suddenly discover that they've got bowlers who can bowl like the 80s. O'Shane Thomas is hitting, you know, 90 miles per hour.
That's an interesting sudden...
Look, Russell, you forgot about him as a bowler. He bowled short and fast into the body. It was an intimidating
with
West
a bad with a bad knee.
Australia was 79 for 5. It was game, set and match. They couldn't have lost that game.
Yeah.
Only the West Indies and Pakistan. These two countries.
But that's the thing. That even with Bangladesh, if you had the New Zealand match, Bagger is not taking the stump out of this
Correct.
Thing.
There were a few moments there. Two-wicket defeat was close to call. But listen, we're running out of time. Yeah. I just want to quickly get your fourth team. We haven't mentioned that. Are you still going with India, Australia, England as three spots?
Yeah, and West Indies.
You will go with West Indies.
Yes.
Because we will replay this. As we get to the semi-finals, we will make people look like fools. I am going to take options for myself so that I can always come and stitch together the right one.
Splice it so that it sounds like just take all the right ones.
But by mistake, I've taken Canada and a couple of others so they can really have some fun with us later. Akash, great having you.
Absolutely.
India, New Zealand, how will that pan out? And are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be watching it. I'm going to be clued to it. But I'll tell you one thing. I also said this in the other tournament we can't name. But I feel like when we come down to this format where everyone is playing everyone, you're going to see a huge shift in who is getting hit for what later on in the tournament. Because
what you're saying is the momentum cannot stay for long.
Yeah,
you have three games at one momentum. It changes then for the next 3-4.
Absolutely. Especially with the erratic weather. Especially with the fact that you have people who are watching your every move in the tournament. If you do something that's special, that's killing it right now, by the second half of the tournament, you will be fit.
I get your point. It's like dating in the 90s. You know, one or two successful dates, then she decides never to see you again. Again, one or two successful dates, then she decides never to see you, etc., etc.
Except the world also spreads amongst all the other candidates.
It was just the 90s.
Yeah.
90s was just a small pool of talent. There were 7 boys and 4,000 girls. All that's changed. All right. I'll end with two words about the South Bombay College. Jai Hind.